You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Sensing Synonyms is the latest exhibition up at the Joe McCauley Gallery at Heartland Community College in Normal. The show features the work of Whitney Johnson, a recent Illinois State University graduate and an art instructor, along with Alyssa Palmer, a current ISU fine arts student. Curator Danelle Dvorak invited them to show together as their works shared sensibilities, both tactily and inspirationally. Johnson says their mingled artwork just naturally creates a conversation between the pieces.
It starts with the visual.
Yeah. And then also, I remember we came up with like a list of adjectives. We like sat down, and the way that we were trying to think of overlaps was through language.
So that's why it's sensing synonyms?
Yeah, the language part's kind of a funny thing. But yeah, visually, I would say both of our work is really tactile. I think that's pretty important. And the ways, like our processes. So even though we're thinking about separate things as we're working, or we have different inspirations that come to us, I think the feeling of materials is really important. The title of the name of our show, Sensing Synonyms, you have to sit with it, pause. And that's hopefully what we would like people to do with our work as well. Like, pay attention, pause. Sit with it, think about it for a bit. It's not a name that you can just like say super fast.
You do work in a lot of different materials,
yes.
Alyssa. You've got a lot of different fabrics here. Tell me about why you do that. What's your inspiration?
Yeah, that's when I started drifting away from stretching things. I felt like it was kind of confining how I was thinking about my work, although I love stretched paintings. I have a feeling...
You were really rebelling against a framework of any kind.
Yes. No, that's completely true. And now my work is more like this one here, where it's just hanging, or things just hanging off of things, like not even in a square anymore. I cut it out of the square. The structure wasn't working with like a type of playfulness. I suppose that's a good way of saying it, playfulness that I wanted in my work. It wasn't really serving conversation of material that I wanted. I wanted the material to be just as important as the content on top of it, and not just be used as a surface only and solely to be seen as that. So the fabric was a way for me to start testing that out, and then dyeing it in different ways, like this one with this weird like orange color. This is actually a green sheet that I cut up, and now it's orange. But and playing around with those things, I really like warm tones, like things that kind of remind me of skin.
And everyday imagery as well. I see a couple of forks here. I see
a can of
deep woods.
Yeah, and that's where we start combining Whitney's work with mine, because hers, and that's the funny thing, people might not be able to tell whose is the deep woods and the forks are Whitney's pieces.
Those are your pieces.
Yeah.
Okay, this is really interesting, you guys, because there aren't any identifiers here at all. I want to know, how did you decide what goes next to what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, how do you decide the grouping? How did you negotiate that, Whitney?
Wow. It took a while. It was a process. Mm-hmm. So we laid things out on the floor and tried to find relationships between them.
I would say color, but also, like, random shapes. So
yeah,
one that was really important was this yellow, little tiny yellow piece here has this cool bleed off that's almost the exact same color as that sheet.
So it's a natural lead over to the next thing on the wall.
Yeah, we wanted to feel more like they were connected instead of separate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you want the viewer, the gallery goer who comes in here to also feel no sense of, I know she did this and I know she did that? Are you happy for the viewer to not know who did what?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because we have a page that says who did what, but I mean, I think it's more interesting if you can't tell the difference, because it makes it so that you're not looking at the pieces separately or by separate authors, and you're looking at it as a whole space, almost kind of like how you would look at an installation exhibition versus something that it's just separate people's pieces hanging and those titles right next to them. And I think that's something we talked about too, of not wanting titles, because that would just separate the point of collaboration and like looking around the room.
I think it changes the priority in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Not about necessarily who made what, but looking at the pieces as they are and being able to experience them alone without thinking in the back of your head, like, who has the ownership here?
Yeah, I like that.
So what are you exploring in your works, Alyssa?
I'm really interested in painting figures, although I think there's only about 3 in here at the moment. And thinking about things like memory and home, I would say I'm really interested also in a sense of the word touch. I keep going back to the word touch. So the way that I use materials.
Well, they're so tactile. I just want to touch them. And I know I'm not supposed to.
unless I buy actually, it. I kind of want people to lift it up and read underneath it. But I'm hoping that the draping makes that more obvious. I'm also trying to dab into like using words in my work, so like poetry, to help me think that out as well. I sourced from, I guess that would be an easy way to start explaining it. I sourced from Polaroid pictures solely that I take. There's a lot of really interesting things that happen to the film. It's never perfect. I don't like creating the perfect image. I like things to feel...
like they're still developing?
Yeah.
Like a Polaroid
picture.
Yeah,
like they're still developing. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Whitney, tell me about how you draw your inspiration.
It starts from somewhere in the world, like some sort of experience in the world. Mm-hmm. And then it morphs somehow in my head and in the studio too. So I have these memories of seeing something or being somewhere mm-hmm. or touching something. Mm-hmm. And then I get in the studio and have to find the things that can convey that feeling in a way. So I'm always searching through my studio, like digging through scraps of anything.
That seems so challenging because you're not trying to convey an image, you're trying to convey a feeling.
And I think that's actually where our practices overlap. It's the process, because in the same way that like Whitney looks through scraps and things in her studio, I also have a bunch of scraps of paper everywhere that I look for. And I would say that that searching constantly, like in the studio, is kind of where we both intertwine, like the process of doing that. Even though I'm looking at an exact image, I know what I'm sourcing from, whereas hers is like more of like a sense of what she's searching for.
So if I were to see your works separately, if they were in different galleries on different streets in different towns, would I react the same way to them than if they were here together as they are?
Yeah, that's actually, we just talked about that on our way here, where I think I had said that I think they would be different. I feel like the way our work is in this gallery is going to be a completely different feeling than when someone walks into my show next semester, or the feeling that someone got from theirs, because that's one person's perspective, like one person's experiences. This is two people's experiences being combined that you don't even know whose is whose. So it's more of a question mark versus, oh, this is what Alyssa sees in the world, or this is what Whitney sees in the world. It's, you don't know who sees these things.
Whitney, what's your feelings on that?
Yeah, I think we both have similar ways of working, but as far as inspiration, it's a little different. Yeah. And maybe the message, if there is one, that mm-hmm. both of us are trying to find or searching for, or trying to share with other people. But the ways of working are really similar. Yeah. So if you were to go to my show, you might come away thinking about something just a little different. Mm-hmm. But yeah, because you're more interested in people and relationships with people.
Yes.
Seeing people in space, and I'm more interested in, I don't know, the natural world, or walking outside and seeing, going to the woods or something.
I'm going to stick my neck out of here a bit, but could that be because you're an extrovert, Alyssa, and you're an introvert?
Maybe. Do you think of yourself as an extrovert?
It's actually hilarious because me and my sister, I have a twin sister, we grew up very, very, like, internally, like, I was an introvert growing up, really quiet, didn't like doing much at all, like, except for reading. But I think as I've developed as an artist and gotten more confident in school, I think I'm actually starting to turn into an extrovert.
You found your voice.
In a really weird way. Yeah, it's odd. So that could be it.
You know what's funny? I never really think about us being twins together, too, because I'm a twin as well, and
I
have a twin brother.
I forget that.
But I forget that, too.
That is perfect, because, and now you're artistic twins here. This is very interesting. Were you maybe subconsciously searching for that?
Maybe, that could be.
That's artists Alyssa Palmer and Whitney Johnson. Sensing Synonyms runs through January 26th at the Joe McCauley Gallery at Heartland Community College in Normal. I'm Laura Kennedy.